There once was a stock that put to sea. The name of the stock was GME. The price blew up and the shorts dipped down. Hold my bully boys, hold. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. She had not been 2 weeks from shore when Ryan Cohen joined the board. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take his shares and hold. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. Before the news had hit the market, Wall Street bets came up and bought it. With diamond hands, they knew they'd profit if they could only hold. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. No deals were cut, no shorts were squeezed. The captain's mind was not on greed, but he belonged to the artist creed. He took the risk to hold. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. For 40 days or even more, the stock went up, then down once more. All gains were lost, it was looking poor, but still those traders did hold. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The short's not squeezed and the gain's not won. The Tandy man makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew, and all. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go. Soon may the Tandy man come to send a rocket into the sun. One day when the trading is done, we'll take our gains and go.
So you have a little bit of lag here. I can't tell if the song is done or not.
The song is done. The song is done.
There we go, boys. I thought I'd just give us a bit of a cold open there with the Tandy man cometh. Soon, soon may the Tandy man come.
That's by Sway. I think we should probably put a link to that in the... Give him credit and all that. Have we?
Yeah. Add a link to that in the. Are you even a mod in my chat? You aren't a mod in my chat.
I'm not a mod in your chat. No. I don't. I need no power. I have enough power.
Yeah, you are not. No, it means you can post links now. So yeah. You can post a link to that. That is the Tandy man based on the sea shanty of the Weller man. There's a whole lot of good memes around the subject. As you can all tell today, we did a little bit of it during Seal of Approval last night because we had a bit of a Starman and the Boomer takeover there. But we're doing stunks.
Yes, the stunkening has happened. Right to the freaking moon, guys.
I'm seeing, put your rockets in chat.
Rockets, absolutely.
Oh dear, right. Oof, there's a lot to cover here, and it's quite scattershot. Because there's the initial incidents, there's been the reactions to it, the clampdowns, the journos, the drama. It's a whole tale.
The responses, the boomers freaking out, some of them realizing what's happening, and oh, it's been great. It's been absolutely hilarious on social media, and red-pilling a few people, even on Facebook, a little bit over the last day or so. Would you like to start, though? Because you know the story a little better than me. I think we're both about equal as far as knowledge of stocks and shares go anyway, because usually my game is cryptos, to be perfectly honest. I occasionally like to dabble in the Bitcoin, etc. But stocks and shares is a little new, and I only heard about this a few days ago after we were caught up by a friend. So, GameStop.
GameStop. Good lord. Well, first of all, I'm going to shamelessly shill and remind people that we do have a donation link here. If you guys want to share your stonks with us, if you're making some stonk gains, I got a Streamlabs link, and your donation message will be read out on stream. We're going to go into it a bit later because there's a few things I've covered there. But me and Trigger are also on Mines. I think both of our Mines links are now in the description.
Yeah.
Oh, Triggs isn't, but I will add that. I will add that probably when this video is uploaded. So By the time this video is uploaded, Trigg's Minds link will be there. If you want to, Trigg, please put that in the chat. Doing a couple of,
you know what? Yeah, let's do that. You know, let's do that. I will. One of these days,
that's an oversight on my part. There's a little space where it should be. I've noticed I pressed enter a couple too many times in this description for this video, but I'll fix that when it's all uploaded. But yeah, we are both heavily on pushing Minds. It's a really good community over there, guys. It's basically like old Twitter. All your favorite shit posters are over there. If you've been on Twitter like me since like 2013, you'll notice a whole bunch of people over there that you might not have seen for years. It's really comfy. So do join us on Minds.
And you know what? It's one of the few social medias I've run into where I don't want to sort of shoot myself or somebody after being on there for half an hour, which usually is, you know, my Twitter experience at the moment. Someone actually called me a communist on Twitter the other day.
They called you a communist?
Yeah. They were berated with many retarded pepes.
King Libertarian meme himself being accused of being a communist. I don't think that's... I'm not sure about that one there, Chief. Okay.
Yep.
So this let's start from the beginning. This whole tale started with Wall Street Bets, which is a Reddit board. r/WallStreetBets. And also, they are really downstream from 4chan's biz board. In fact, Wall Street Bets describe themselves as, and I quote, if 4chan found a Bloomberg terminal, which I think is pretty apt. They are the shit posters of the stock world.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been reporting that they only recently adopted this GameStop position. This isn't true. A lot of people on Wall Street Bets have actually been seeing GameStop gaining momentum for a while now in terms of it being an undervalued, overshorted stock. We'll go into shorts later. I have a nice, simple explanation here that involves bananas, monkeys, and snakes that that V stole when I linked it to him and made a whole video about it.
V stole stealing stuff? I don't believe it.
Thieving fucking gypsy himself stuff. It wasn't even my meme. It's someone else's fucking meme. So yeah, that's quite hilarious. But yeah, they noticed that GameStop was basically undervalued. A lot of the guys thought they would maybe double their money, maybe go as much up to 10 times they were predicting. No one predicted this stratospheric rise as the internet basically declared war on the hedge funds. But that's getting a little bit ahead of myself. Okay, to sum up why they've declared war, we first have to get into what is a hedge fund and what is a short. What is a short on a stock? Basically, a short on a stock is a hedge fund or an investor betting against the rise of a stock. But the way they do it is quite specific. If you want to get the nice little bananas image up there,
it's already up. It's already. Oh, I'm already on it.
I'm going to zoom in on that a bit just so we can actually read it. Because it's a bit of a long boy of a screenshot there, but I couldn't find the original post. It looks like it was deleted, or the Reddit admins or mods got to it like they always do. Because they're a bunch of fucking... Anyway, they're a bunch of things that will get us banned.
They're Reddit admins. That should say everything.
They are.
Yeah.
Dirty. They're dirty, dirty Reddit admins. The Reddit riggers.
Riggers, Reggie.
Riggers.
You'd think they'd like banana analogies, wouldn't you?
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah, let's dumb this down for you apes. Let's say five bananas currently cost $10. $10 worth of bananas. One ape on the market has five bananas. Snake asks to borrow five bananas for a bit and instead sells the five bananas thinking the price will go down soon. Shorting. He thinks he can buy them later for less and give them back to ape. So he makes a profit on the difference. So basically, the hedge fund, aka the snake, is borrowing the stock and selling it, you know, kind of an agreement to sell it back later. Group of apes notice that stupid snakes are doing what the stupid snakes are doing and decide to buy all the bananas on the market until snakes have no choice other than to buy from the group of apes in order to return what they borrowed because they are legally obligated to sell these stocks back.
Yep.
If group of apes stays strong, then price will go up. And basically, that's it. If you hold on to these stocks that they are legally obligated to purchase back, the price goes up. And the hedge fund loses money because they have bet that the price will go down, and it has, in fact, gone up.
And boy,
it's actually pretty simple.
Boy, did it go up. I mean, it took a while. It was. I mean, I've heard of these. This was going off at least as far back as September, and
Oh,
has been steadily building from there. Because
let me tell you. Sorry, go on,
cause
Drew.
I was going to say, because what they're doing, the way and the reason these shorts happen is your hedge funds will see a stock that they know is going down. And quite frankly, after last year, retail stores are really, really struggling. And GameStop is, it's had 5,000 stores worldwide, and they were struggling. They've sat there with real estate closed for business for about a year, and they're struggling. They are, an almost dead on their feet business in real terms. And
They are.
their stocks were due to fall. And these hedge fund managers, they know, they saw it, and they decided to short this, which is essentially sticking the knife in whilst the damn thing's, dying and in need of help. They not run to hospital and let's give this thing, put it on life support. No, we'll stab it a few times and see if we can, go through its pocket for loose change. Now, it's my understanding that Reddit didn't like that.
They did not. Well, the thing is that the price for GameStop has been as low as $2.80 in April, April of 2020. So really, this started in about 2019, end of 2018, beginning of 2019 is when the share price really tanked. They were an aging retail business, and the pandemic really just put the squeeze on them. They were a business that was not going well in 2020. Like I said, in May they reached that real bottom point of like $2.80. It's like extremely low considering where we are now. Whoa, whoa, boy. But a lot of that wasn't because the fundamentals of the business were actually that bad. They are bad, but they're not like $3 bad. They're not $3 a share bad. The reason that it got so low is because of this hedging, because a lot of hedge funds and a lot of investors were betting that the stock would reduce so much, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you have a huge amount of influential people betting on the fact that a stock will fail, the market predicts that the stock will fail, and people don't invest in it, they short it, the price goes down. It becomes self-fulfilling. That's how hedge funds and large wealth managers like that, even if the fundamentals of a business are, okay, not great, but okay, they can still destroy viable businesses.
Oh yeah. Now,
Simply by saying that they're going to fail and betting against them.
I might add that this is not what hedge funds were in when they were initially envisaged. What was it, sort of 40 odd years ago, when hedge funds started appearing? This is not what they were about. A hedge fund used to be about literally sort of hedging your bet, making something more secure, making an investment more secure by diversifying. And over the last 20 years, they've become more and more predatory, to the point where there's now, I think there's 10,000 hedge fund managed cases, shall we say, that are worth over a trillion. That's 10,000 times a trillion being managed by hedge funds, and it is all predatory at this point. So that's why we're not particularly fond of them, because they will take a dying business and they'll kill it and go through its pocket for loose change. These are not nice people. And
No, they are not nice people.
even the banks are a bit iffy about them, which we can come
Well, I
to
don't know.
later.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about first? I want to talk about some of the events with the whole meteoric rise and kind of crocodile tears of Wall Street. Or do you want to first go into just how shit hedge funds are in general? Because we've got links about both.
We can yeah, let's talk about how shit they are in general first, because these people, this is exactly the same behavior that we saw in credit derivatives back in 2007, 2008, which caused the stock market crash in 2008. Same people, same type of people, same type of practices, different market. And they just keep jumping around. Oh, that market's destroyed now. We've wrecked it. We've reduced it for all we can. And lol, we got the governments to give us a massive bailout. Let's pay ourselves a bonus at the end of the year. And anyone that can remember that in 2008, that was the most vile thing we ever saw. Was the whole world was in a massive recession from the stock market crash that they'd caused, and a whole bunch of them went and paid themselves seven-figure bonuses on the government bailouts that, the taxpayer had forked out for them. And admittedly, one or two banks ended up coming back on that and going, actually, the optics of this is terrible. And some of them were saying, well, if we don't pay these people the bonuses, they'll go to other places and those companies will start making the money. So we've got to pay them the bonuses. Disgraceful. Disgraceful behavior.
It became price fixing as well. It became self-congratulatory. And again, it's as we've learned now, a lot of people talking about market fundamentals. Now, the market at the moment is imaginary because we have unprecedented unemployment and, you know, lack of economic activity levels in general. Yet the markets in a lot of places in the world are at record highs, especially in the US. It really just shows how unmoored the market has become from reality. And really, the whole GameStop situation is a way of exploiting that. It's a way of funneling wealth from the hedge funds back to the common man. Because, like I said, this isn't just, you know, a round of this isn't just a pump and dump. A lot of people are accusing this of being a pump and dump, but it's not. It is very specifically them punishing over-leveraged hedge funds who have shorted the stock. I think in the market, maybe as much as like 300% of the stock, which, if it's not illegal, should be. There's some discussion whether that is even legal or not. I know.
This is like the fractional reserve banking type of thing. They are betting on not getting called on it, and as a result can oversell. And you know, this is why banks with only, you know, a couple of million holding can lend out £10 million or dollars, whatever, something like 10 times the amount that they actually hold, because they know that the loans aren't going to get all called at the same time. And the stock market tends to work on the same types of theories. Whether or not it's legal or not is a matter of whether or not someone looks at it carefully enough and can decipher the spaghetti of maths that they bury this all under. 'Cause boy are they good at that. But and they cause massive harm to all sorts of things. Businesses, towns, you know, in fact, here, we've got this one from Fox News. The death of Sydney, Nebraska, how a hedge fund destroyed a good American town. We
They
can
also
go on.
destroyed a good American business too.
Yeah.
They basically took a hatchet to Cabela's, which is, as you all know about a lot of these US small towns, many of them spring up around a single factory or a single business or a single industry. You have mining towns, you have oil towns, you have railway towns, you have manufacturing towns, you know, you have the car plant towns, most famous example being Detroit as being Motor City. And hedge funds, they don't care about that. They don't work under a moral framework. That's been one of the biggest things I've seen during this. It's a lot of people on CNBC and a lot of the journalists don't seem to understand that people want hedge funds and Wall Street to work not only under a financial, but a basic moral framework. And they don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to understand that people would be willing to set their own money on fire to enforce what they see as some basic level of morality by punishing these predatory companies. But yeah, the death of Sid Nebraska, yeah, it's about Paul Singer, who is a very, very famous kind of wealth manager. He's someone who runs what's his hedge? He ran a very famous hedge fund at the time, which is also involved in one of the other stories we'll talk about here, which was in Argentina.
Yes.
He's actually quite a heavy Republican donor, but I just think that's because he thinks he can buy political influence with it.
There we go. Consulting firm Hedge Fund Solutions.
Oh wow, okay.
That's
That's
imaginative. Whoa, wow.
Well, he was actually called out very heavily by Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
Tucker Carlson was one of the people who took up the mantle of kind of Main Street versus Wall Street. He had a debate with what's he called? Ben Shapiro about, you know, not sacrificing people's lives for the magic GDP number, which I thought was a very good discussion because it's very Main Street versus Wall Street stuff.
How dare he pick on that? That's blatantly anti-Semitism, I'm sure. Which is something else that's been coming out about this whole thing
Oh
is,
God, we'll
but yeah.
talk about the funnier stuff later. We have to
Yes.
kind of we're laying the groundwork here, guys, because the
Oh.
hilarious stuff is coming. But I want the people who are out of the loop to get an idea of what a hedge fund is, what a hedge fund does, and quite how evil they are.
Yeah.
Because I know you you said earlier that, what is it, 20% of pensions hold like maybe 10% of value in hedge funds?
Yeah, no.
But it's only certain hedge funds.
I was looking into this because I was getting... I did a bit of a lol, look what's happening here, guys, on Facebook, and got a fair few people going, eh, pensions are going to lose out on this, and this is actually attacking the little guy. And so I thought, you know what, let's look into this, and let's not be gloating if that's the case. But to be perfectly honest, I mean, actually Mexico and another country as well actually have banned pension funds from investing in hedge funds. And for the last 20 years in Europe and America, it has been growing from about sort of 5% to about now 10 to 20% in Europe, a little more in America. Yet there are big pension funds that have been investing in hedge funds. But it is, it's only a 20% of those pension funds are, and they are only investing between 5 and 10% into hedge funds. By and large, pensions tend to stick to the blue chip stocks and sort of safe bets, shall we say, stuff that's going to give them a steady basic return so that they're not, you know, selling good old Pete, the mine worker, or, you know, the steel worker who's been working his life for 50 years and putting everything steadily into a pension. Yeah, that those pensions are relatively safe. I say that relatively. There have been cases, Robert Maxwell, for example, where pension funds get stolen by total scumbags that frankly need pushing off a boat into the Mediterranean.
funny you should say that.
I'm sure he wasn't pushed, I just wish he was. I'm sure it was an accident. Yes. But same Maxwell, by the way, who Ghislaine Maxwell was the daughter of. Lovely family, that one. Lovely family, that one. Yeah, that money disappeared. And pension funds do get stolen occasionally by right scumbags, but there are protections. There are protections that are put in place by and large to stop that from happening in the future. Though, you know, nothing's certain in this world. There really isn't. But yeah, I feel we are allowed to laugh at this particular situation. We're talking about the largest capital shift. from the high earners to the little guy in a long time through this thing, which is, well, it's a redistribution of wealth through capitalism without the need of big government taxes or socialism. I am loving this.
It is rather good, isn't it? It's rather cathartic.
Yeah. Who needs your great reset and your socialism? Screw you guys. We're going to beat them at their own game. And who better than hedge funds, really? There isn't a better target for this. And we will see what the repercussions of that may be later. We will discuss this, because I have been talking to a number of people today and getting some interesting feedback from...
I do have some breaking news, though.
Oh, breaking news?
Yeah. Dogecoin may have hit over a cent. Have you got some Dogecoin? Because I've got some Dogecoin. It's probably going to benefit me.
You know what? I don't have Dogecoin. I've got quite a range of cryptos. I'm out of the big cryptos at the moment because I sold out when it was high, and I'm waiting for it to drop down a little. Because, well, anybody that's followed Bitcoin for any length of time will look at the charts and go, "Huh, that thing looks like a roller coaster ride," and it is. It has peaks and troughs like crazy, and there's lots of money there for day traders to make if they've got the stomach for it. I tend to work on the good old boomer theory of buy when it's low and sell when it's high.
I'll put it in links, but look at this. It's in a bit of a slide, but look at this chart. That's kind of funny. It's a pump and dump, but it's hilarious that the entirety of TikTok told people, if you click on 1 year on the timescale, all of TikTok told people to buy Dogecoin, and it's that tiny little blip there in July. You see that?
Let's see if we can get that open. Hold on.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Oh, yeah, so wow. Actually, you know what? That's cool. That's kind of interesting. Damn. 0.08 up to over
23 cents, boys.
Yeah.
23 cents. It's over a penny again. Well done. Well done. You might have actually made me a bit of money there. I'll go check.
Crikey. I mean, you know what? It's,
about a tenner,
it's worth pointing out. It's worth pointing out. When laughing at, oh, it's only worth 0.08 of a 0.8 of a cent. Back in 2008, 2009, Bitcoin was only worth about that. And now look at it.
Yep.
So
Dogecoin's never going to be that high, but it's a meme. People go into it as a meme. Yeah. It is. I wouldn't advise investing in Dogecoin.
No.
It's not one of the coins that has a future to it, in my opinion. Everyone's tried to make Dogecoin happen, and Dogecoin is not going to happen, guys. This is a funny rally, but it will go back to normal in probably a couple of weeks. But at least some people have made a bit of money in it. Possibly me included. I'll go check in a sec after this. But yeah. But anyway, that's a complete aside. We've kind of got off topic here. Just some breaking news there about the old Doge coin. But I'm trying to communicate to people just how shitty hedge funds are. And I'm gonna click back on the Fox News article. I can go through what Paul Singer's hedge fund did to Cabela's. And this poor small town of Sydney, Nebraska.
Where are we? There we are. We've got it up.
It was. Yeah. Basically, Sydney, Nebraska. Yeah, the town's mayor said that the merger cost Sydney 2,000 jobs, and this is a town of only a few thousand people. So massive, massive hit to this town. And it's, the sale of Cabela's to Bashup Pro was announced. Elliott Management closed an 11% stake and said Cabela's should explore a possible sale. Cabela's was profitable at the time, but in mid-November 2015, Elliott Management stated that they believed the company should be sold through a public auction process and that they didn't engage in a sales process. The hedge fund was prepared to take further steps with respect to the company, according to securities filings. Basically, they threatened to sue them into the ground if they didn't sell.
Yeah. It actually covers it quite nicely. It covers the model very nicely here. Buy a distressed company, outsource the jobs, liquidate the valuable assets, fire the middle management, and once the smoke has cleared, dump what remains to the highest bidder, often in Asia. That sums up hedge fund behavior to a T. It is absolutely destructive. Which, considering it also, this is a nice article. I was just looking at this. People like Rockefeller and Andrew Carnegie, who I will often sing the praises of Andrew Carnegie, because whilst people called them robber barons, and yes, they earned huge amounts of money back in the time, what they tended to do was set aside huge proportions of their wealth to make their country better. Andrew Carnegie is famous for building huge, huge monumental buildings and calling them public libraries and things like that. He would give back to the local community and make his own country better. This is what philanthropy used to be. This doesn't happen. Philanthropy these days is Bill Gates going over to Africa and giving a whole bunch of kids polio and under the guise of vaccination. We're globalist philanthropy now, and it's not. It's actually just sort of covering their asses and trying to essentially launder their reputation in the process. It's kind of scummy. Make your local community better. Build up, where you've gained the money from, where you've gained the wealth from. Give back to that local community. That's actually a really solid thing for wealthy people to do. Doesn't happen very often. It does still happen, but to a much smaller degree. These days, it's rob them blind, fire as many as you can, and then sell the business to China. Which, frankly, put them against the wall. Well, not literally, obviously. That would be terrible. You can't do that, but...
You can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah. It's somewhat disgraceful, and hit them where it hurts, which is their pocket. And this is what is happening now. They are getting hit right in the wallet.
Well, it goes on to say basically Elliott management did was this was a profitable business, by the way. Cabela's was profitable. Yeah. This wasn't a failing business.
No.
They forced them to sell to a company that they also had relations with. Stock price surged. The hedge fund cashed out and made $90 million. And in merging with Bash Pro, they lost 2,000 jobs.
Shit.
Because basically, it was a competitor buying a profitable company to basically take them out of the market. They, you know, Bash Pro merged with Cabela's, and basically they shut a lot of Cabela's down.
They lost 90 million. Coincidentally, Singer's hedge fund made 90 million up front.
Yeah, securities filings reveal that Cabela's co-founder and chairman Jim Cabela initially opposed the sale of the company without an assurance that Sydney headquarters would stay open. O'Connell, the lumberyard owner, told us that Singer ruined Sydney, Nebraska. Like I said, it was a good American town, a good solid USA town, and he destroyed it. Before the merger, O'Connell's lumberyard did great business, but over the past 2 years, just one home has been built in Sydney. City official Melissa Norgard told Tucker Carlson's Nine, "We are going to build a new housing subdivision to meet housing needs." So we're going to build a new housing subdivision to meet housing needs. Instead, we are working our tails off to try and figure out a way to survive.
I mean, we all know about the Rust Belt. We all know about the flyover states. We want to know why they're flyover states and why they're the Rust Belt hedge funds. And
it's because of
vulture
capitalists.
Like
this, yes.
Vulture capitalists. They're the worst people in the world after communists.
Well, they give the system a bad name, and the system is rigged. As we'll see later, the system is rigged towards them. These are the people who the system is rigged to make money for.
Oh yeah, bailout. Oh no, we've done badly. Please, government, give me bailout. Fuck off. Fail. Die, you scum. Sorry, Fed posting again. I shouldn't do that.
Another story here from the Washington Post. Hopefully you can see this. If you can't, I'll find you an archive.
Washington Post. Hold on a second. Let me open that. Sorry, too many bleeding windows open. And paste and go. There we go. Ugh. I agree. And one hedge fund made $2 billion from Argentina's economic collapse. I have mixed feelings about this because Argentina, but yes.
Well, it's modern Argentina. That's the thing.
Yes, they're not invading the Falklands anymore. You're right.
They bear little relation to that state, really, after the whole military government collapse. And basically, they have no military. They have they have the same disease a lot of South America does, in that they're still battling a lot of their defaulted debt and having to devalue their currencies. And basically, it's Melvin Capital. It's Paul Singer again. It's the same bastard.
This was Melvin Capital. This is the
Sorry, Elliot. No. Sorry, oh. Not Melvin. Got Elliot Capital.
Elliot
sorry.
Capital. Yeah, but
it's
Paul
the same
Singer.
People who destroyed the Nebraska town.
Yeah,
is what I'm talking about.
Right.
It's Paul Singer's Elliot Capital wants the 15-year battle to wrestle billions out of Argentina's lapsed debt payments. Basically, what happened is, if you remember, Argentina defaulted on its debt.
Let's see if we can get that.
In the kind of early 2000s. And basically what they did was a lot of people didn't want to touch this debt. They just said, fine, you know, you've lapsed, you've defaulted, you know, you go recover. We'll call in this debt when we call in this debt. It's junk debt, basically. But what Melvin Capital did is they decided to try and squeeze this money out of the struggling Argentina. They didn't want to wait for it to recover. They didn't want to try and negotiate with it. They just wanted to come back and basically try and squeeze as much money out of Argentina as humanly possible. They went around the world. They bribed. It feels like they probably bribed a lot of courts. The most famous one was Elliott Capital persuaded a Ghanaian court to seize a Argentinian Navy vessel so it could collect on its debt. Argentinian official was lashed out at Elliott's as unscrupulous financiers, and after more than 2 months, the ship was released. 4 years later, though, Elliott Capital and several other hedge funds and creditors are about to get their satisfaction. The Argentine government agreed to a settlement that would allow Singer's Fund to walk away with $2.4 billion for bonds the government had failed to pay on, according to court documents. The bonds had a face value of $600 million, but had been purchased for about $117 million, according to analysis of court records by Martin Guzman, a postdoctoral research fellow at the Columbia University. Argentina's Senate is set up to sign off on the deal. So basically what they did was they bought junk debt for $117 million, and they're being paid $2.4 billion just through international strong-arming. They're being basically incredibly greedy and profiting off the suffering of an entire country.
Yep. People were literally, that's people's taxes were, instead of going to the betterment of the state, building roads and, you know, making sure that they had medicine and food, was going to Paul Singer and a hedge fund. At almost gunpoint.
But basically at international gunpoint.
It's vile. It is the most vile side to international finance.
It is. It's the international financiers, let's say. Don't look at Paul Singer's early life on Wikipedia, by the way. That's extremely anti. Don't do it. Early life Wikipedia's off limits, guys. You're not allowed.
Right. Yes.
but I think we've successfully established that that hedge funds are a shit, and that most people's investments aren't involved in hedge funds. So we've got that out of the way. So now we can laugh at what's been happening. now we can really fucking laugh, because let's just skip straight to a little bit of the Schadenfreude here, because I got a nice list of a lot of the hedge funds that have been absolutely torched. In fact, before we do that, let's just have a look. What is GameStop's, you know, price history? If you want to just get that up, it's really simple, but it's just going to show people the scale.
Is this the one I've got the market? Let's actually just find a.
That's not the marketplace one. That's the one that mentions Gamergate.
Oh God! Right. Oh God. Oh,
I've just
God.
Relinked it in the link section there.
That's probably the best way of doing this.
I think we should first get up the GameStop stock price, though, so we can just show people the absolute stonking rise people have managed. Because this really is the absolute stonkening. And it's not just GameStop either. We'll go into it later, but there's a bunch of other over-shorted and over-leveraged stocks that we really, I guess, because I know you've invested a little bit, and I've been advising a lot of people. Because
I dabble a little. This isn't the chart. You know what? Let's see if we can get the chart on.
We'll talk about this Market Insider article just afterwards. But I just want to show people the exponential. Yeah.
Will this give us something? It's okay. It's because I don't use Google.
This should show us at least.
If it gets that, there we go. Look at that. That this is from last year. At you know, sort of nothing. So, whoosh! Look at that.
Well, it's not nothing. There's actually been quite a slow build.
Yeah. I say nothing. It was what? £4.11. Is this pounds or dollars? I think this is actually in pounds. But yes.
Are your Discord noises coming through? Apparently your Discord noises are coming through.
Yes, that's people DMing me. Stuff.
Why do you have noises on for that? I usually
don't, but I usually mute a lot of stuff. But occasionally, there is something that I like to occasionally be updated on. I do apologize. It is, it's my fault, I guess. But yeah,
okay, let's get that sorted out, because some people are getting a bit pissed off.
I have tried to mute those channels. I will mute them. Unmute server. Yep, they are all muted now. They have.
Good. Good. Right. Now I've got the audio issue sorted out.
Sorry. Yes.
That's fine. But yeah, it's if you can you take that to a different time scale? Go on like 5 days at the bottom there. So there's like a 5D. There we go. Yeah.
Right.
This should show really the story of what we've seen.
So yes, starting from the 22nd of January.
Yeah, you should really. Discord can go into streamer mode if you didn't know that.
I did know that, and it should actually be going into streamer mode. Why? Oh god, screw you. They're now taking the piss. More people are DMing me, and they're going to get muted. Potentially.
Put it in streamer mode, my dude.
Should be in streamer mode.
A lot easier. Boop.
No more boop. In streamer
is it
mode.
In streamer mode now.
Yeah, yeah.
People are checking their own Discord.
People are literally actually just DMing me now with comments of boomer. Thank you. Yeah. No, you're muted. Lol. Get wrecked. You know who
you are. There we go. Okay. Sorry, that's solid now, guys. But yeah, this is the stonkening that's happened with GameStop. The decline you actually see there is due to the fuckery we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah. Ignore this.
This has been the absolute explosion of... What was the stock price 5 days ago, Trig?
Five days ago, we're talking $43.
Yep.
And it's $43, $12. Midday on January the 22nd, it got up to 60, 68, and then stabilized down to about 55. And it's just been a... It's just been jump. And the other thing is to notice here, this is not a small scale on the right hand side. This is going up by increments of
large
of 40.
If you remember what we talked about earlier, it was actually down at like $2.80 at one point. There's a guy, an absolute hero on Wall Street Bets called Deep Fucking Value, who has been heavily leveraged into GameSpot for over GameStop for over a year.
Yep.
And some of his forum posts on Reddit are absolutely fascinating. Here, I'll if I just link you this, because this is one of them. This is from July 2020, when this guy had as little as 110 grand in the game. And he basically, there'd been, it's the first thing there, sorry. There'd been an earnings call. The Q2 earnings call in 2020 was described as a Chernobyl-like event because of how bad it was for GameStop. Like, we're talking about a company that, yeah, it is in serious fucking trouble.
Yeah.
But, like, look at that guy's position. Look at how much money he's losing. This was nearly a year ago. This is Mr. Deep Fucking Value.
These are big reds. Yeah. And you know what? As I would say to an awful lot of investors, when you see that big red there, don't start running away. Oh, that's time to gird your loins. If you can, almost sometimes buy in at that point, but generally hold on.
Oh, no, he's been buying more. He started off, I think, with 50 grand in 2019. And if you click on his name then, you go to his latest post.
Where are we?
You can see what he's up to now, which is
this is his Florida buds.
No, it's Deep Fucking Value.
Deep Value. Oh god. Uh-oh.
He's the guy. He's the guy who created the boominess continues.
You know what? I don't use Reddit very much because I kind of detest Reddit on the whole.
It's pretty shit, but yeah.
Yeah, and I've clicked on him and it's given me nothing. Yeah, sure, I'll agree to cookies, I guess. Come on. Give me that sweet... Oh, it's giving me nothing. God damn
it. It's just not loading, that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I can link you the post directly then if it's not holding.
It's
just not loading for me either. Reddit's just taking a shit right now.
Well,
yeah, this isn't us being boomers, guys. Reddit's literally just taking a shit for everyone right now.
Which is something we've seen from a number of sites today. We've seen a number of sites taking a big fat shit over this.
We have.
This stuff.
For those who don't know how the process works, basically this is all what they call retail investors. Here we go. Here's his latest YOLO update. The man has gone from losing 30 grand in a day to now being, I think it's like 47, it's like 47 million. He's lost 14 million today.
Yeah, well, it did. It took a big jump down. It dived down. Last time I saw it, it had gone down to 200 and something.
It's going to go back up again, though. They've artificially driven this down. But yeah, the man was up over 47 million. He's now down to 33, only 33 million. But he's holding. As the Shi Santi told you, we will hold. One day when the trading is done, we will take our wins and go. But for now, we hold. Because this man right here is in the game to the tune of $33 million. He's lost $40 million today, and he's holding.
Oof.
Oh boy, is he holding.
Rest in peace. Reddit is not loading for me in this browser. Try another browser.
No, it's not loading for me properly either. I'm having artifacts and awful shit with it. But you'll...
We can...
It has rebounded, yeah. It has now rebounded somewhat. But yeah, apologies, guys. This isn't us being tech boomers. Reddit is literally just not loading.
Damn.
Which is what it does best, which is then generally why I don't use Reddit, to be honest with you.
Let's go back having an actual chart. But yes, this is the dip that we're seeing here on the chart, where people have said, oh God, it's gone right the way back down, etc.
It hasn't, though.
It hasn't.
We're still over. The thing is, any amount over $200 now is fatal to these hedge funds.
Yeah.
If you want to go back on the market insider one, because it's hilarious how exposed a lot of these hedge funds are, and it's not just one either.
Is it Market Insider? No, that's Marketplace. There we go. And these hedge funds got torched by the Wall Street Bets army that targeted their short positions in GameStop. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Potato in my ass has taken a bunch of MBAs to the cleaners. That is totally a made-up name, I hope. Well, no, it's probably not a made-up name. If it's not...
I'm going to say, this is deep fucking value. Like, think about it. The hedge fund of Paul Singer made $90 million destroying people's lives. He made $90 million off destroying that town. Deep fucking value made $47 million just off the GameStop, as an individual off the GameStop trades. That is like half the value of a massive hedge fund trade. Like, the amounts here with individual traders are astounding. That's what you should know. These increases, you know, an increase from $2 to over $400 is astounding in the market. It is crazy. And people holding positions like that are making like hedge fund manager amounts of money because they deserve to, because they saw it. Stock dropped around 64% on Thursday after retail Robinhood Act restricted trading. We'll talk about that later, along with highly volatile stocks. Robinhood's what most people use. The brokerage curbs affected other stocks that hedge funds had previously shorted heavily, including AMC, BlackBerry, Bed Bath & Beyond, Express, Cost, Naked Brand, and Nokia. These are the hedge funds that have lost out in the battle against the day traders. 0.72 asset management. Yeah, Steve Cohen's hedge fund, 0.72. By the way, Steve Cohen is another guy. Oh. I looked him up. He should be in prison.
He should.
He owns the New York Mets, I think.
He basically bought his way out of prison to the tune of billions of dollars.
He basically bribed the regulators and the investigators.
Yeah, he paid a parking ticket, essentially, instead of going to jail for 10 to 20 years for market manipulation. Of course, the money that he made from the market manipulation was the money he used to pay the ticket. So he could carry on doing the same thing again. Or similar.
Yes, he did. This is another example of, you know, he probably met the judge at a Briss or something. Have to skate close to the wind on that one. But billionaire. Yeah, he's a billionaire. He owns a MLB team. You know, he's a Major League Baseball owner, And his response was, "I'm just trying to make a living." God, I hate these people. Yeah, he head of Point 72, which recently joined with Citadel, who invested $2.75 billion into Melvin Capital, who we'll come on to in a little bit. But Point 72 lost nearly 15% of their value this year as GameStop shares skyrocketed. They had around $19 billion under management, so that should tell you it's probably, you know, that's over $2 billion that the Point 72 lost in value because of Reddit ship posters. Yeah, Melvin Capital was investing some money on Point 72's behalf, the Times reports. Andrew Left's, I think that's Citron Capital. Yeah, that was another one of these hedge funds that is terrible and that Reddit hates for a good reason. Citron Research's Andrew Left threw in the towel on Wednesday, saying he had closed out most of the firm's short position, which actually is probably a lie. A lot of these guys, especially Melvin Capital, are claiming they've closed out their short positions when they haven't. Yeah, when GameStop's traded at about $90 at a loss of 100%. So we don't know exactly how much their losses are, but they basically have lost their entire investment. Like they've lost what they paid in for originally. So they've lost what they paid in for, and they've also doubled it. It seems like they doubled their loss there. Melvin Capital.
Melvin Capital got a massive bailout this morning as a result of this. You know that? You heard about that?
Yeah, I know.
Their friends suddenly came along and went, "Oh, don't worry about that. Here's a couple of billion to tide you over." And that's part of why the stocks have been rallied against, because they've used that to try and leverage the prices down again.
Yeah, they got... Well, is that after the injection of $3 billion the other day?
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Oh, that might be on top of. I'm not sure. I will double check whether or not that's me getting delayed news. I thought that was this morning, but it could have been what happened yesterday. But yes,
yeah, I think that happened. I think it happened a couple of days ago because it's Point 72. Yeah, they injected almost $3 billion into the ailing hedge fund, which means that basically Reddit destroyed their entire liquidity. Yeah. Melvin attracted the eye of Reddit on Wall Street Bets, but the exact scale of its losses are not yet known. It may yet go out of business on Friday. There's a lot of speculation that they could lose complete liquidity by Friday, which would be extremely interesting.
It would be quite amusing. And just seen in the chat, someone saying Robinhood is largely owned by hedge funds, and Citadel is a major investor,
yes,
which would explain why they behaved rather badly today.
Well, that's market advantage. That's highly, highly illegal, as we'll come on to. A lot of people are calling this out.
Mm.
In fact, spoiler ahead, Robinhood has already been hit with a class action lawsuit. And they have lawmakers up their ass telling them what they're doing is completely illegal and wrong, which it is. Again, we'll come to it later, but they seem to be also selling stocks on people's behalf, liquidating people's positions without their permission.
Yep.
It's insane what's been going on. It is purely just insanity. But let's move on to laughing at more hedge funds that have lost money. Apparently, D1 Capital Partners. D1 Capital Partners has lost around 20% in January. Jesus, as a result of the GameStop. getting a bit of Myers posted there. The GameStop saga, Bloomberg reported, citing people briefed in the situation. Dan Suntine's fund controls about $20 billion at the start. Oh, wow. So they're like $4 billion in the hole. Jesus. Maple Lane Capital. They all have these terrible names.
That Business Insider page has just died on me. Literally black page. So that's yeah.
Well, I'll wrap up here. The one hedge fund has lost 33% of $3.5 billion, and another hedge fund has lost about 15% of $3 billion. So cumulatively, this whole Reddit thing has probably cost hedge funds. It's into like I think it's like $19 billion they estimated overall. $19 billion with a B. Would they have cost these people, which is rather hilarious.
Oh no, those poor hedge fund managers, they might have to sell one of their homes or two.
But some of the press reaction to this has not been, well, it actually has been what you'd expect, because the corporate press does act at the behest of all these hedge funds and the elites. There's been some great stuff. I don't know if I linked it or not.
They're co-owned by a lot of them. I mean, it's no shock. I've got a CNN article here, which is how Trumpism explains the GameStop stock surge. Because it had to be Trump or alt-right Nazis or Gamergate or something.
They're blaming everybody.
Yeah, I know.
It's like a scattershot. They've got like a blunderbuss out, and they're shooting wildly at whatever they can see. Oh my god, yeah. How Trumpism explains the GameStop. If you want to just read the intro to this, it's amazing because it makes Trump sound based as fuck.
How Trumpism explains the GameStop stock surge. At the core of Donald Trump's angry populist appeal was, and is, this sentiment. The elites think they know better than you. They think they can tell you how to live and what to believe. But guess what? We, the people, are smarter than the elites. Yes.
How is that not unironically extremely based?
That's
and
just...
how are they saying that this is the bad thing? Surely they're saying that Trumpism as a fuck you to the global, you know, elites who want to control you and treat you like a serf. I don't understand how this isn't like pro-Trump posting. This doesn't make any sense.
Hold on, what's this? Let me get more. This is pure salt. I met these people and they call them the elite. These people, I look at them and say, that's elite. We got more money, we got more brains, we got better houses, apartments, we got nicer boats. We're smarter than they are. And they say they're elite. We're the elite. You're the elite. We're the elite. What? So I said...
That's Trump.
This is Trump. That's Trump. Yeah.
That's Trump being like, you know, I met these people, the losers, they call themselves the elite. You know, we got better coats. We got better houses. they're the elite. You know, you're the elite. We're the elite. You know, you're the elite. And, you know, it's very Trumpism.
Yes, and what made Trump's argument so potent, politically speaking, is that he wasn't just calling out the elites. He was saying, oh, I think we just got a super chat.
Thank you.
He was saying the average Joes need to rise up and actually show them how wrong they were. Well... Trump may not be in office anymore, but that's exactly what's just happened.
Yeah, that is exactly what's just happened. It's funny because they're trying to blame Trump for something that's like... I don't know how you can spin this as a bad thing. It's like, oh no, the poor hedge fund manager. We've already established that hedge funds are, one, evil, and two, don't hold normal people's money.
No.
So this is capital investment, you know. You know, this is angel investors. This is the money of billionaires being managed by other billionaires, and we're causing those people to lose money. And no one who is a proper person, no actual living human being with a soul is being hurt by this.
Not
That's
really.
The thing.
That's a, yeah.
That's why this is funny.
And if they are, it's only to a small percentage, and those percentages of those pension funds. Well, the likelihood is those hedge funds will get bailouts and those pension funds won't really be touched anyway. This is just a capital shift down to the little guy, out of the pockets of those who value their wallet over the welfare and well-being of not just the occasional person, but whole towns and whole cities, whole countries of people. It is the worst. They're the worst people in the world, apart from communists. Sorry, I have principles. I know where the bottom is, but they're right next to them. These guys aren't quite Stalin-esque, put people against the wall and shoot them for the well, you know, for the betterment of the state. But they will quite happily let countries starve.
Yeah, well, yes. There's other parts of this story as well we probably won't be covering in detail. There's the fact that Discord banned the Wall Street Bets Reddit with the excuse of quote-unquote hate speech, which I think is one of the best examples of how the political far left kind of runs interference for billionaires.
Yep.
It's really funny that they go, oh, yeah, all these guys who are crashing out all these billionaire hedge funds, yeah, we banned them because of hate speech. They said the N-word too much, guys. And that's why the left wing is useless against capitalism. We had, you know, it's been 12 years since Occupy and they've done fuck all. Ugh. You know,
yeah.
We hit them in the wallet. All these people hit them in the wallet. Wall Street Bets, 4chan, the average fucking shit poster. They hit Wall Street where it hurts, in the fucking money hole. We're not standing around in a park holding a sign refusing to shower. You know? That is, it's so retarded what they did. No, you go, fuck you, and you go and fight them on their own terms, and you beat them. And you beat them so hard that they are forced to act illegally, and now have politicians, legislators, and lawyers so far up their ass. Mm. Like, that's what you do. Occupy didn't do shit because they didn't fight them on their own terms, and they never hit them where it hurt. They never actually also put their money where their mouth is. It's amazing. Just, you know, all these anti-capitalist activists, all these socialists, all these, you know, armchair activists, they've done nothing. But a small group of shitposters who have decided to set their money on fire so that a larger piles of other people's money they hate will also be on fire, have managed to do so much damage to the system in general. They've really revealed the weaknesses, as we'll probably go into later, because it seems that the underwriters are getting nervous about this, not just the hedge funds.
Well, this is it. The game, the stock market game, shall we say, if we want to call it a game, is the rules of the game are set up so that lots of individual people that are all out to try and win for themselves are set basically against or the sharks, the hedge funds, the big players. And because there's lots and lots of individuals all desperately trying to make a win for themselves, they, by and large, 90% of them lose. Some win, but most lose. What the game is not set up for is those fishes, those little guys going, nah, we're not out to win, we're out to make you lose. And that's not how the game is played. That is, it's not against the rules, but it's not how people have ever played it. Not, we've never really been able to play it until the internet and sort of large communication and people going, hey, let's stick it to these guys. And this is a game, what has happened here is a game changer, a real game changer. As you said, there are people in actual banks, in the underwriters that are looking at this and going, you know what, we need an excuse to rein these guys in for 20 to 30 years. And this might be it. Because clearly the public are not happy and are not taking it anymore. And
you're gonna take it.
Yeah, like it or not, you know, when 2 million people all stick their 50 quid in, suddenly that rocks the boat like crazy. As to quote the film Wall Street, the tail can wag the dog, and they really don't like it when that happens.
Well, we got a $1 donation here from Mitch. Thank you, Mitch. He's actually saying what we're saying here. Socialists are jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Late to the party, trying to appear like they own they are the ones downing the hedge funds. I bet they are. But they are pissed that a bunch of lolbuts beat them to the punch. Yeah, stealing their thunder. That's exactly what's happened.
Mm.
I mean, we'll come to it later, but AOC even had a good take about this. But like, saying hedge fund bad is not, you know, that isn't going to solve anything. Just saying hedge fund bad. No, guess what? A bunch of people actually did something about it, and they're not fucking commies. Look at me. Look at me. We are the market now. Oh, by the way, I am reading all donations. And like I said, here's our Streamlabs links. Please, please send us shekels. It does help a lot. And we'll be reading out all donations on stream. Thanks for the donation, Mitch. And yeah, just reminding you guys that it's there. And you can help support us, because we are not monetized. We'll probably never be monetized, because we talk about things like early life Wikipedia.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, here it is, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz agreeing with Alexander Ocasio-Cortez. How often do you see Ted Cruz and AOC in agreement? That's wild.
Before we talk about this, I want to give people a little bit of context. I'll go over it quickly because there's so much to explain. But what happened is basically, as Wall Street was getting fucking wrecked, as the little guy was coming in and pumping up all these stocks, not just GameStop, but people like AMC, people like BlackBerry, people like Bed Bath & Beyond, even, you know, companies you haven't heard of for a while, like Ericsson, which was spun off from Sony Ericsson. Or you've got small corporations that I've been advised to invest in, like Geocorp, which actually, they own private prisons. They're not the best people, but they're good to use as a cudgel against hedge funds.
I don't know if I can put money in private prisons. That's even my morals and hypocrisy don't.
I'll show
that
you
far.
Some demographics. To change them. No.
Yeah. No. I'm. Yes. But Robin Hood decided to start. It wasn't just Robin Hood as well. It was, I mean,
It was
eToro.
all, well, as this happened, basically there was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
There was 2 days of absolute bloodbath. And as they started to go into stocks like AMC, Nokia, all of these Target stocks, which we'll go through later, I want to end this stream with explaining to you exactly how to fuck these people. Because I will go into it and I will give you the steps you can take, because it's not very complicated, that you can go in, and as long as you buy and as long as you hold, you can help this effort to basically bankrupt the hedge funds.
Is
And
this Daddy Scrump giving the internet the talk?
no,
It's just how
I'm
we
giving
fuck
the
people.
I'm blindfolding the internet and giving them a bat and telling them to whack the pinata, basically.
Good. No,
Oh dear.
absolutely right.
Yeah. So as this happened, as all these people were buying up all these stocks and basically holding them hostage and saying, the hedge fund, lol, hedge funds have to buy them because of their contractual agreements. Lol, they overinvested. Now we own you in the market. Basically, all the retail, that's non-licensed stockbroker, all the retail outlets for buying stock either started limiting them or shut them down entirely. Yesterday, it was the market themselves. It was NASDAQ itself who kept pausing the stocks, which itself was incredibly unfair and suspicious. But today, basically, all of the trading platforms, which by the way, are underwritten by the same banks as the hedge funds, and even have hedge funds investing in a lot of them, decided to come in and protect the investment of the hedge funds from the retail investor. We were winning so hard they had to cheat. But what they did is blatantly illegal. It's blatantly giving market advantage to the traders rather than the retail trader. It is ridiculous
Yeah,
what they did, and hopefully they will suffer for it.
it's like playing Monopoly with someone who will sort of go, oh, look over there, and immediately grab a pile of, $500 notes out of the bank. Quite literally, they are stealing or
Yeah.
taking from the bank because they are losing the game of Monopoly.
Well, they've also, as you'll see here, they've review bombed Robinhood especially, because they were the big platform.
Where was it?
A class action complaint has been filed against Robinhood app
There we
in the
go.
Southern District of New York. That's a good, I like that meme though. That's a good meme. Get them that, that's the class action. And
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I love this meme.
But
Ha
this really is indicative of the mindset. The
ha.
mindset here, this isn't purely about making money. People who think this is just money making and this is just pump and dumping don't understand what's really going on here. Hey, also, hey, Wesley Grenade, I just see you pop up in the chat there. Don't think I don't see you. I've known that guy since like 20 fucking 14. It's crazy
Wow.
how much I've encountered a lot of people online for so many years. It's kind of comfy though. But yeah. But yeah, this is I love the IQ, the bell curve one, the midwits, the curse of the midwits. It's like the low IQ take, which I'm honestly, ha ha, number go up, hurt suit man, is a perfectly valid reason to buy stocks.
Yeah, absolutely. And
We found a way.
we can remain retarded longer than they can remain solvent. Is that's how it's being played at the moment. That's
It
the main
is.
forces. Great. But yes, sorry, I interrupt.
It really is a joke, a meme of it's not about money, it's about sending a message.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good, Let me see if I can't find that.
There's so many people posting that though.
Yeah.
It really is the it's the thing that people have found a way to use the economic system, not just to benefit themselves, but to hurt people who deserve to be hurt. And I think we have more than established in the little intro, in the half hour we opened this with, that hedge funds deserve this. These are not good people. These are the people who make communists think we need communism. They are the worst examples of excess elite-driven insider capitalism, where the house, it is a casino and the house usually wins. It really just feels like they're trying to throw out retail investors for counting cards. It's essentially what it is. It's not technically cheating, but we've learned how to play the game better than they can play the game, so they don't want us to play the game anymore. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good point there, Fox Troika. Well, I don't know. Meme Magic elected Trump twice. Yeah, true. And now it's killing the hedge funds. Deary, deary, deary me. Yeah, it is. Meme Magic is real, and it is currently setting the billionaires' money on fire.
Oh
It's
yeah.
rather hilarious. There's a lot of other angles of this to cover, though. But basically, I think you're caught up on the story here. A to B is Wall Street Bets identifies weakness. Wall Street Bets exploits weakness. Everyone jumps on the bandwagon and laughs as they take down the hedge funds. NASDAQ panics, shuts down trading. The trading platforms get lent on and shut down trading. They try basically and tell the retail investor that they're not allowed to invest now.
God, my internet's taking a crap at the moment. I'm not sure why. Got too many pages open, I think. Let's stick with that. Am I still here? Can you still hear me? Oh no. Can you still hear me? Am I still there? Can you still hear me? You can still hear me. Okay, it's Scrumpton's died. Okay, because my internet is having a minor nightmare as well. Oof. Okay. So we will try to recover the Starman in a minute. I'm not sure what's happened, but yes, this has been quite crazy as to what's happened. There has been, whilst I've got you by myself, there has been some really, really wholesome shit, though. And I want to... Whoa. Okay, we've had a major crash from there, and hopefully that's going to recover everything. Is that recovered? Oh dear, everything's dying. Yeah, thanks. At least the audio level is good, but I don't know how this is quite bad. I'm going to try and reboot Discord. I do apologize, guys, if you can still hear me. This is awful. We seem to have had some major problems, partly probably because I've got about a million tabs open, but this doesn't usually cause me a problem. We have had some issues over the last 2 weeks, which is why we haven't been streaming, but they're not usually been on my end. Not sure what's happening here. The stream does look like it's up still. So I'm going to try and fight on. And get back, because Discord has died on me, which is what we're running it all through. But whilst I'm trying to recover the stream, I want you to take a look at this, because this is an extremely wholesome event that's happened, which is essentially This particular person has was he's looking like he was going to have his 2.5 year old dog put down at the vet's because it was quite ill. And thanks to this particular rally and playing the game on the stock market, they have managed to make enough money for it to actually pay the vet bill and save the dog's life, which is awesome. Really struggling to get everything back up. Discord is dying the dead. And my stream resources are, well, all my resources seem to have gone through the floor. What is going on? I've got memory, I've got CPU. I don't know why these things are failing. Oh, shit. This is the sound of me raying at the present moment. Ugh. Okay, let's keep trying to. There you go. Have a picture of a doggo whose life has been saved by the game stonks. Oh, damn it. Sorry about this. I don't know what to say. It looks like we're getting things back up and running. I do apologize. I know if everyone's bared with me. Let's see. Hello. Are we back? Am I back?
No.
I'll be back. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Are we still
Yeah, I
streaming?
can hear you. Sorry, I think I don't call Trigger Boomer, okay, guys? Don't call Trigger Boomer. This is not Trig's fault. My Discord died as well.
Yep. Oh, okay.
I think Discord, I don't know what it is. It just lost connection to the UK. It has routing problems. That was not dev. That sorry, I could nearly go to dev there, lol. Because I'm so used to having him having boomer problems. That was not Trig's fault. That was Discord itself that seemed to either reset its server connection or just lose routing entirely. What was the last thing you heard me say, by the way? Because mine just I only noticed once it had died, basically. I was stuck at 5,000 ping.
Yeah, no, my Discord big did the big die, and I could see people saying Scrumps died, that and I hadn't, and they could still hear me, and at which point I kind of panicked and closed down a browser to try and free up some memory, and try to recover the
No,
Discord.
I think that was Discord itself.
Yeah, I
So
think so.
yeah, Discord trying to shut us down now, lol.
Yep.
But we're back.
We
That's a
will
shame.
not.
We were running about 150 viewers there, but we've
How many did we
lost a
lose in the
couple.
process? Can
Only
we?
about 20, it's fine.
Okay, good. Well,
Thanks
thank
for
you for
sticking with
sticking.
us, guys. Thanks for sticking with us through the technical difficulties. That, like I said, that was a Discord shitting itself in the UK, from what I can tell. So yes, we can continue now. Like I said, what was the last thing you heard me say? Because I was going on a big rant about how the system's fixed, basically.
The
Because it
system is,
is.
yeah. The system is
It
fixed. I think I was.
it acts like a casino in which, basically what's happened is the Altus have learned to count cards in terms of the economy, and they don't like that. There's no real rules against the fact that you are, outplaying the house, but the house just doesn't like you winning too much, so they throw you out. That's what this is.
Yeah.
We are winning too much in their casino.
Pretty much, and it's also a case of if you break the house, they will then basically go through everybody's pockets via taxation and get government to give them their money back, which is equally disgraceful. We really need to put not just pressure on the stock market like this, but we also need to sort of try and tell governments to stop bailing these bastards out, stop actually encouraging this, and make them actually pay for it. Because so many times in this world, you have seen these types of people crash whole, not just a country, but the whole world economy. We don't. I know a number of you will be very young, too young to remember the actual impact of 2008, and never mind what happened in the late 1980s. But it absolutely clobbered the world, and set everybody back 2 to 3 to 4 years, at least. And as far as England's concerned, we never really got out of that recession. We're still kind of in it. I know they said, "Oh, we're out of the recession, guys," back in, when was it, about 2012, 2014. But nobody really noticed a big change. Everyone's been struggling for a long time because of these people.
Well, there's some very, very funny defenses being run, like I was going on to about from a lot of journalists on this.
Yeah,
Oh, there's
that's
some
right.
decent memes here too. But yeah, there's Steve Cohen himself seems to have. If you look in the, that I put it in stream resources, a bunch of images there. But it seems that some of the hedge fund managers are getting criticized by their contemporaries. There's an argument going on Twitter right now between David Portnoy and Steve Cohen of you know, should be in prison fame. Oh man, I don't know if you can get that one up, but
I
he's
yes,
got
just about to
yes.
get that one up. That's actually closed down or reuse some of these tabs, because I just have a million tabs open, and apparently that's not good for your memory. Yeah, don't do it offline. That's where shady shit happens. You bailed out Melvin because he's your boy, along with Citadel. I think you had a strong hand in today's criminal events to save hedge funds at the cost of ordinary people. Do you unequivocally deny that? And that's to Steve, to Steve Cohen. What's your beef with me? What's your beef with me? Cohen, you should be in jail, motherfucker! You can't pay off billions like it's a parking ticket. Anybody else would have been in jail for 20 years, saying hello and making nice new friends called Tiny in the showers.
Well, they're
That's.
saying, yeah, you had a strong hand in today's criminal events to save the hedge funds. That's what this was. This was criminal involvement from the financial institutions to save their hedge fund buddies because we're not allowed to win. And like I said, it's almost like a form of accelerationism. What it is it's saying that you can't vote. You can't invest, you can't leave your house, you can't work, you can't drive. Everything is being stripped away from people right now. Their financial independence, their bodily sovereignty, with all of the, proposals being put in place now to have the vaccine forced on people, which they will.
Oh
In
yeah.
Australia, in the UK, and possibly even in the US, there are proposals being drawn up, Canada too, to make you take the vaccine. Otherwise, you we'll do a catch-up stream at some point in all this nightmare world shit. It's a bit depressing. This is a slightly lighter stream because lol, unlikable Nosebag billionaires getting their pockets hoovered by brave autists is very funny. Yeah, we do like the stock, guys. I like the stock. We like the stock. It's a good stock, folks. We like our stocks, don't we? But it's a case of a lot of people are just sick of their shit. And like I said, these are the people who the establishment is in bed with, Republican and Democrat. All of these people get the money. And a lot of people think it's Wall Street that has the regulators and the government by the balls. No, if you look at the patterns since 2008, if you look at the quantitative easing, if you look at all that, basically a lot of these financial institutions function as an extension of the government. They are in as much as you can be, they are nationalized. Because they have to take all these government bonds, they have to take all this quantitative easing, and if they refuse, they get removed from the government teat. A lot of their balance sheets are even signed off. Like GameStop being so overly shorted will have had to be signed off by a regulator because all of the hedge funds in Wall Street have regulator oversight. Someone will have been looking at Melvin Capital's books and going, "Yep, 130%. That's fine." It's bullshit. It's bullshit because we pretend that we need more regulation to sort this. When this is, you know, before this is seen as quote unquote functioning as intended until the small man gets his oar in and decides to, you know, pry the whole thing apart and show its weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
A system is set up this way deliberately. And now the little guy's in there. Now the retail investor is in there, finally making a little bit of money. They decide, oh, oy vey, it's time for more regulations. Shut the market down.
Yep. Well, No,
fuck you.
I know you said it's almost an extension of the government. I'd almost say it's almost the opposite of that. It's the government is an extension of these guys. Because this is where they control. Same. Yeah.
Like I said, it's a lot of it as well. No, the government really has the strong arm here. If you look at how they operate. The politicians, I think, more so have the power than the Wall Street guys. Yes, the finance comes from it, the campaign funding comes from it, but it's symbiotic and I guess incestuous in that way.
Yeah.
In that, like I said, a lot of these, especially central banks, Western central banks are not independent. We basically have a planned economy because they are told what to keep on their balance sheets. They are literally told what to keep on their balance sheets if they want to keep operating. So people talk about the free market, but like, you know, there hasn't been a free market since ever. But yeah, really since the 80s, it's been heavy leaned on. Oh, so hi, Dev. Dev, where are the videos? Everyone's asking me where the videos are, and I don't know.
Hey, Dev. How's it going, man?
Where are the videos, Dev? Yeah, Dev's actually hanging around as anti-Semites, lol. But we can... Sorry for the technical difficulties there, folks. We can get on to a little bit of a lighter side of this here, though, in that a lot of people are blaming this on... what should we look at first? There's a screenshot here from a guy called Scott Galloway, who I think is some kind of journalist, supposedly.
Scott Galloway. Do you
want to read this, or should I?
Go ahead and read it. I will try and work out a way of getting it onto the screen in a timely manner.
Because this is peak checkmark take.
Oh yeah, it is.
You don't get much more checkmark than this, my dudes. You don't get much more checkmark than this. Okay. So what happened here, i.e. GameStop? It's about sex. Specifically, young men not having enough sex. Sex leads to relationships, obligations, and guardrails. Don't get in fights. Don't gamble your paycheck, etc. A bored/angry young man is the most dangerous person in the world. When countries have unemployed young men who are single, the likelihood that country could go to war escalates. We have cut the share of wealth of young people in half in the last 30 years, 19% to 9%. Armed young men in a basement, not at work, not having sex, not forming connections with a Robinhood account, a phone, or a stimulus check, and you have the perfect storm for volatility, and they wage war against the establishment players while squeezing the doper bag harder and harder. That's not what's... They're basically blaming the incels.
Yeah.
It's they. Hey, guys, incels did GameStop. It's like, no, well... A lot of the people who are leveraging this actually are people, they aren't mega investors, but they have like, say, 30 to 50 grand to invest, some of them. Like you looked at fucking Mr. Balls of Steel on Wall Street Bets. He's deep fucking value.
Deep value.
He's someone who put in 50 grand and he kept extending his position with the profits he made. He's not a mega investor. He's not a professional investor. He's probably a high powered day trader. Or, you know, he's at the top end of what the retail traders do.
Yeah.
But he's not a billionaire. And there's a lot of people who have, you know, a little bit of money left over. They may have sold a second property. They may have got some inheritance. They may have just been working for a long time in a technical job and have saved up a decent amount of capital for themselves. And that's who these people are. These people are the smarter end of the amateur investor. They are guys with a few thousand dollars to play with, a stake in the system. They may have been employed decently at some point. Let's say this year hasn't been particularly kind to that. But these people aren't the losers. Penniless incels don't go out and buy, you know, 1,000 stocks at a time. They don't have the Robinhood accounts. They're not the ones with the liquidity to do this. Saying that is by definition, retarded. It's so fucking stupid to say that. This take in itself, I don't have it here, but it generated a take from some retarded feminist saying basically, oh no, it's Gamergate, but we'll get onto that soon.
Of course it's Gamergate.
It was like the whole two gay retards fighting over a croissant meme, because she was like, no, it's not incels, it's Gamergate. It's just like, what? She was basically also talking about, yes, tell women, basically she was going the whole route of her complaining about incels is telling women to have sex with men, which seems like a weird thing to say.
What a terrible, terrible thing. Yes, women should actually have sex with men, form relationships, monogamous relationships, settle down and have families and have kids. Actually, you know what? On that level, I'm kind of 100% with Scott Galloway. That is a wholesome thing. But blaming this on that lack and saying this is insult, nah, that is properly retarded. I shouldn't use that word.
Man.
We'll get demonetized. Oh no, that's right. We aren't.
we never were. Joke's on you. We never were monetized.
Oh no, it's.
There's a couple of things we skipped over here. In terms of the evil hedge funds, they also did some fuckery in Puerto Rico and basically strong-armed them into selling off their utilities to the hedge fund. Basically, they took it. It's like that meme on The Simpsons. It's like, have you ever driven past a fire and thought, how could this benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a hedge fund is. A hedge fund is that person.
Holy shit, Puerto Rico, the country, filed for bankruptcy because of this? I did not know that.
Yes.
Holy yes, shit, they bankrupted a country. How can that happen? How is that? This is disgraceful. I did not know this, you know.
Well,
looked at the page. I was like, that's a nice bullshit.
It's awful.
It's just vile.
They took advantage of a natural disaster to bankrupt a country for their own gains. They're like fucking Bond villains.
Yeah, and literally. That's a great analogy. Yeah.
I wanted to use that as a lead-in for the article you keep bringing up by accident, which is the Marketplace article, the archived one. Because this brings us neatly on to the journalist who can't quite let Gamergate go.
Where is that? Hold on a second. Have I lost it now? I probably lost it.
Like, I can repost it.
Repost it because I'm.
yeah. We had a bit of a disaster there for a second.
Because everything went to.
That was not our fault, guys. That was literally not our fault. We got discorded.
There we go.
Well, okay. Puerto Rico is a territory, but they bankrupted the territory of Puerto. Yeah, Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a country like Wales is a country, you know.
Wales isn't real. Prove me wrong.
And people are like, Puerto Rico's not a country, it's a US territory. Yeah, but we still call Wales a country, you know. The historic territories get called countries, guys. That's fucking semantics. Don't be too autistic. The territory of Puerto Rico, if you guys want to be fucking fussy about it. There we go. But yeah, there's a couple of parts of this article which are quite hilarious.
That's
considering,
brilliant.
Just keep in mind the whole Puerto Rico, Argentina, small town Nebraska thing when you read this. The GameStop stock market story is crazy. Yeah, they wanted some takes from some of their editors. They went to talk to like vice journalists and basically, you know, the blue haired retards. This is just them interviewing the blue haired retard brigade. But if you go down to I think it's the second and third one that mention it. There's one here by someone called Molly Wood.
Molly Wood, yes. You know, Molly this Wood. Has in a weird way shades of Gamergate. What?
We've seen hedge fund managers get doxxed. And there's kind of a harassment campaign that seems to be accompanying some of this. Ah, yes, the poor hedge fund billionaires. You know, no, not the Argentina and Puerto Rico bankruptors. Not the small town hatchet men. Not the vulture capitalists. No, you can't do that. You can't harass people who have literally been stealing your money for decades. You can't do that. That's not allowed.
But their private security is going to have so much more trouble on their gated community now that they've been doxxed. I mean, just please think of the private security that they might have to slightly increase. Ridiculous. No, to quote, you get what you fucking deserve. You know, if you're going to go around bankrupting countries, making people starve to death, and destroying small town America. And you know what? It's all over the place. It's many small towns, many different countries. Then, no, getting doxxed and having a bit of harassment. Oh dear, what a shame. Screw them. Fuck them. I am so done with these people.
So it's raised the dream of a decentralized network of people who can organize and take them on a hedge fund or take them on a company. But it also, as you pointed out, does have echoes of Gamergate in the same sense that well-off trolls, these people are the people at the bottom. There's some great, I don't have them to hand right now, I'm sorry. I couldn't find a couple of the posts, but there's some great posts about people who basically lived paycheck to paycheck who are talking about this. It as a massive fuck you to the people who've kept them down.
Yeah, the
I tried to
we
find
call
the
this a
post.
Tuesday. Oh no, you're facing bankruptcy and now having to work. Yeah, well, that's what I call a Tuesday. Yes, and there's an awful lot of people that are living day to day, paycheck to paycheck, literally maxed out on credit because they've got caught in credit traps and then lost their job, borrowing Peter to or robbing Peter to pay Paul on a regular basis, and oh no, they've managed to sort of have a little bit of a win against these vultures. Yeah, great, good, well done. Well done. Sorry, but not sorry. And you know what? You know what?
It's
If this is gamers that have worked out
rise up, guys.
an actual game in real life and have decided, hey, let's win, like we've been winning at, Duke Nukem or whatever, then good. Good. I've often, said that if people playing Eve Online, for example, if they actually put that level of autism into the stock market, they'd end up taking everyone to the cleaners. Maybe that's true. Great. Good.
Rename whales to seals. I like that post.
Yes.
That is a good post.
I still stand by Wales is not real. That their language is made up, I'm sure, just to confuse motorists that are
Well, I
driving
put it
through.
in the links again because I know you've had a bit of a you closed the browser. But there's a guy called Alexander Reed Ross here who is apparently a
Got it.
writer for the Daily Beast. Hertz, which is I believe, a Jewish publication, and a whole bunch of other shit I've never heard of. Also, he's he him, so he's not even a check mark. He's a wannabe check mark.
Fascists on Telegram and 4chan are related. Gamifying the stock market is a kind of Gamergate 2 in which they perceive themselves as fighting in an anti-Semitic financial war. I won't post the slurs, but they see capitalism as a Jewish conspiracy and go from there. Fucking retards. Really, I swear. I swear. This is nothing about
Well,
a
they're just.
religion or an ethnicity. This is about total scumbags that rape and pillage the world.
Well, there's a guy called Ali Berland here in one of the images. It says, I can report that the Telegram channels that the Nazis appear to be trading GameStop and AMC as well. And there's a reply here from Nathaniel Weissel. I don't fucking know. What is your sense of the overlap between the r/Wall Street Bets people and the Nazis on Telegram and everywhere who stormed the Capitol? They have to bundle everything together because they are the elites. That was an event that upset the elites. Well, it was partially orchestrated by them, but that was an event that upset the elites. And now, again, people are going after the hedge funds. It's the elites versus you. And if you're going to be disturbed by the fact that a few people are making some merchant jokes, quite frankly, you deserve to be the fucking slave of a billionaire because you don't have a functioning brain stem. Oh no, I can't fight back against all these people because they said a naughty word. It's just jokes too. They're saying Gamergate Hall of Cost. Gamergate 2 Hall of Cost. This is just
Damn. That's rather
it's
great.
just all the all, there's just a post that says post pics of them seething. It's not even them in echo quotes. It's just, this is the tamest shit. It's amazing how upset they are.
Oh, let the salt flow.
Yeah, and he's like trying to bring about a Great Depression boogaloo to own the libs. This, but unironically. No, crashing the financial system at this point would be a blessing because none of us have anything invested in it. And it's already crashed anyway. Those of you who've been paying attention to the quantitative easing numbers must know that the financial service of the Western world stopped existing in late 2019 because they've been printing like, isn't it something like 70% of all the dollars that have ever existed were printed within the last 12 months?
It's certainly 60 and above percent. Yes. So anybody that had a dollar at the beginning of 20 or the end of 2019, that dollar is, there's now $3 for that dollar that have just been printed out of thin air. Sooner or later, people are going to realize that that means that their dollar is now worth 33 cents in real terms. And it's, again, it's hiding it under massive amounts of paperwork and confusing mathematics to befuddle the system. But yeah, the quantitative easing is extraordinarily dangerous. How we've managed to survive it without going into hyperinflation yet, I don't know.
Well, there's an actual checkmark here called Hillary Sargent. Not sure of their early life, but I'll have a look later. But they go even further into the kvetching, saying that anti-Semitism is the driving force behind the GameStop short squeeze. It was a question mark. It's like, is anti-Semitism the driving force behind the GameStop short squeeze? Maybe not, but certainly anti-Semitism is a force that's delighted in it and is pushing it as much as they can across multiple platforms. A very small portion of the relevant examples below.
I think it's more to do with representation in certain markets, and as a result, oh no, these poor hedge fund managers, some of them seem to be from a certain ethnicity, therefore...
Well, all the heads of these hedge funds, I hate to get my noticing cap on here, but all the heads of these hedge funds seem to have a certain section in their early life Twitter, let's say.
Yeah.
They were all born in Brooklyn, you know, to certain parents. But anyway, that's
overprotective mothers, I would imagine.
That's too much noticing. Howard? No, can't you marry a nice Jewish girl?
I can't find one.
look at the 42010. Get up the 42010 Haven one because that was hilarious. It's amazing that they think this is some sort of anti-Semitic post. The rest of them are just like basic merchant posting. Who gives a fuck about that? It's spicy Paul shit. Ooh, 4chan gonna 4chan. Someone set up a smellwincapital.com. It's the most juvenile thing. 420 Tendy Haven Avenue, floor 69, Olympus Mons.
Mars
$10,000. Smelvin Capital Management, MLP, is an official deep fucking value diamond hand hater founded in 2021 by, I think the part that they're pointing at is that they called him Gabe Foreskin, the firm's chief defaulting officer. Apparently this is an act of absolute anti-Semitism. Yes, many oy vey's echo into the distance. Oh, and I think, sorry, we have a donation that I missed earlier. Oh. We have $5 here from S. Smits saying, not much, but I can chip in. Sorry, I'm just laughing. But I can chip in more if you might need some actual internets. It's not our fault, guys. Discord let us down again.
Yeah. I don't know. I might need to upgrade my RAM or something. Either that or I need to stop having 20 to 30 tabs open per browser and 3 browsers open. Which, yeah. Let's just close down on one of them that I'm not actually using at the moment. I was monitoring... I was using Brave to actually monitor YouTube and look at the chat, but I think that's...
Ah, no, it's fine. I can respond to the chat.
Cool.
Download more RAM, yes.
Yes.
You need to download more RAM for
it. I will download more tomorrow.
Please download more RAM.
I should have enough. I've got 16, and it's, yeah. Anyway, Anyway, I think that was more Discord than anything else.
It was. That was Discord taking a massive shit. Because your stream didn't actually break at all there.
Did it not? Did because I tried to bumble through a very wholesome story that's come out.
Oh yeah, there's a couple of those actually. There's also I think in the same. I'm not sure if you're gonna open it up. There's also a same guy who managed to pay off his student debt. Using the funds from his Wall Street bet gains. I can link that. Here it is. I've got that right here.
Please relink that because I've lost that.
Yeah,
page.
Yeah, I've relinked it. It's right there. It's right there. Don't panic. It is right there. There we go.
Fantastic. And that's.
Oh yeah, and. We did cover it early, but Robinhood automatically are fucking selling people's shares, apparently. Not confirmed, but there's about 7 or 8 people who've shown. Some of them are even like taking it as far as taking pictures of their monitor. But yeah, there's someone who's paid off $23,000 worth of student debt with this. It really is democratizing money to the people.
Yeah.
And no socialism was involved.
Yeah. Which is the way it should be. This should be being hailed as a massive victory. Yeah, the fact that little guys are being able to, like the one I tried to cover earlier whilst I was panicking, was if they caught it, a guy who was looking at having to have his dog put down, 2.5-year-old, staffy, and he couldn't afford the £1,000 or $1,000 operation, and by having a bit of a dabble in this. He's managed to, you know, earn the 4,000 that he needed, and now he can pay off the vet's bill and, you know, save the dog's life. That's so goddamn wholesome. It's untrue.
That's very wholesome.
This was he's paid off his student loan. People have paid off their mum's, you know, or their parents' mortgage from this. This is real wholesome. There are going to be people that will hang on too long, and will be people that will buy it high and then see everything drop and go, oh no, I've lost a big chunk of money.
A lot of people have only bought 1 or 2 shares though,
but yeah,
from what I've seen, and a lot of people are only really going to be out like maybe $100 to $150. Like that's like an oopsie. I don't think a lot of people are going to be incredibly in the hole with this. If you bought high with GameStop with a large amount of money, you're an idiot anyway, and you need to learn that lesson. So,
yeah, don't buy high, guys. Never buy into the stock market.
Oh, I will say though, there are people who have bought high who are just looking to burn that money to spite the hedge funds, which is fine. If you can afford to do that, if you have the spare capital to get in there, keep the hold going, and keep the prices high. We need you, glorious bastards. So
yeah.
don't be afraid to do that. That is an act of absolute good.
But I will preface that with this is a gambling scenario. Do not bet what you cannot afford to lose. And by and large, look at the chart and go, huh, it's very high at the moment. I'll hold off. Or oh, that's a lot lower than it normally is. That's when to buy. But you know that little warning aside, yeah.
Oh, nom 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 dips.
Yeah, buy the dips. Boomers are right on that one. Buy the dips. But yes, no. This is people that are holding onto their stock as you know. For grim death to spite the hedge funds is, as you say, it's an act of pure good. These people are, by and large, unbelievably evil and need to be made to pay.
They do. They do need to be made to pay. I completely agree with you there. It's about fucking time, really. And like I said, this was done without the government. It's not just a socialist going, eh, government, punish the rich people for us, government. No, no. What we've done is we've gone in there, we've found the weaknesses, and we have put our hands, not directly in their pockets, we've put our hands so far in their pockets that we're squeezing their balls, and we're not letting go. That's what it is.
I now feel uncomfortable.
The autist has grabbed the hedge funds by the balls, and they are refusing to let go, even as the hedge funds try and cheat.
Yeah.
We won so hard they needed to cheat. Never forget that. Never forget that, fellow autists.
I hate the fact that that's their default fallback as well. Their default fallback is not to, okay, we're going to take that loss and mitigate it against something else. No, they will just go, I'm going to cheat. We're going to make money appear out of nowhere.
The same forces that stopped the count of the vote on election night, the same forces that stopped you from trading on Robinhood. That's what it is. It is all this small cabal of elites that have concentrated power, especially in the last 30 years. That's what it is. All the it's the same people who are pushing all the COVID stuff. It is not a conspiracy theory. It is just true. There is a small number of elite people in the world now who control your destiny, and you are not allowed to lash out against them in any sense. They think they own you. They think they control you. They think they can run your life, run your wallet, destroy your job, and tell you when you can leave your home. And I think this is a small piece in the puzzle of a lot more people figuring that out. That they are not part of the system. They have been sold a bill of goods which isn't true. That they cannot succeed if they just pull themselves up by the bootstraps. That the system is rigged against them. And you can't just sit and wait to build a larger government and say, please, more government, please. That will fix the problem. More minimum wage, more government. No. You're going to take out the stick and you're going to beat them with it. You're going to find any way you can to make these people suffer. That is what this is.
It is, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I will preface that with saying you do not have to comply, but you will end up facing retribution as a result. But there is always a choice.
Well, there's ways of hitting like this. This is a
And this
very
is
novel and creative way of hitting them. Hit them in the
absolutely,
stonks.
yeah.
Hit them in the stonks.
Hit
There's a
them.
couple of things I want to quickly finish before we sort of cover before we finish here. One of which is I just linked it in the stream resources. We need to go over the eToro statement because that's quite telling.
Oh, isn't it just? Where is that? If you where did you put that in the stream
It's
resources?
in
There
stream
we go.
resources. Yeah, it's
Copy
because this
that.
goes further. It really reveals why a lot of these companies shut down trading. And to an extent, I think it was actually out of their hands
Yeah.
because the brokerages are kind of they're on the same level. They're lower down on the food chain than the hedge funds are, really. The hedge funds are partly funded by some of the sorry, the brokerages are partly funded by some of the hedge funds. And eToro, they go to a brokerage, the brokerage invested in by a hedge fund, and the same bank that underwrites the hedge funds and the brokerages also underwrite everything else. You have the underwriters too, and this just means that this has gone further up the food chain than I realized. Essentially, what we've done is really revealed one, how fragile the financial system is right now, two, how much they're lying about how fragile it is, and three, just how much we have managed to hurt them with this small little conflagration. That really the Ponzi scheme has been revealed here. You can read this one though and give us a little explanation of what it
Fine.
means.
Yes, because this is something I would have received had I logged on, but yeah, we would like to update our users that GME, GameStop Corp New, is now set to close only. That's illegal. If it's openly tradable, you should be able to open a position, not just close it. We've made this change following a notification from our liquidity provider, i.e., the people that are backing them and have got the money to back them should they take a loss, that they have set GME to close only status, effective immediately. Please note that users will only be able to submit orders to close any open positions. Opening new orders for GME will no longer be accepted, even though this is an openly traded stock. We will update it all if this situation changes. We would like to remind our users that we are seeing unprecedented market conditions, and we may need to extend these restrictions to other stocks at very short or no notice, based on our liquidity providers. Which means the guys that have the money guys have grabbed eToro by the short and curlies and said, "Don't let them continue this." This is the big banks trying to put a stop to this. I strongly think that what they've done there is illegal. I don't think TE Toro, or probably Robinhood as well, will have had any choice in this. It's a matter of,
It's collusion.
yeah.
It's collusion between the people who are underwriting the hedge funds because the reason this has so much impact is this means that the underwriters beneath the hedge funds are scared. It means that the amount of bad debt that's being generated by calling the bluff of the hedge funds will affect their underwriters and could affect them to such a degree that they struggle with liquidity. Because all
Yeah.
this money's on fucking paper, it's all assets, it's all moving stuff around that may not even exist. a lot of these companies have been hollowed out in the past few years. They all exist on, you know, quantitative easing, money prints of money, and basically fresh air. A lot of this stuff isn't fucking real, as I keep telling them. But this really shows that, one, the money men are colluding together to stop the position. One of the big things I want to point out is it's very rare to stop buying of a stock.
Oh, yeah.
Usually when there's a halt, it is a halt to panic selling of a stock.
Yes.
And that is to prevent a run on the market.
Yeah. This is a different type of run.
If they were truly worried about liquidity, if eToro itself was worried too many people cashing out would bankrupt them, they would also stop selling rather than buying.
Yeah.
This is naked admission that the market forces that buying GameStop stock has generated are so extreme that the underwriters have to shut that off. Otherwise, they risk either losing position massively or even, you know, having to go back to the Fed. Like, that's how serious this is. This isn't just ha-ha dead hedge funds. This is, oh shit, destabilized financial sector.
And
like, this has destabilized possibly the whole sector. And it shouldn't do. This shouldn't do. With the amount of money involved, yeah, you know, it's $20 billion. But the financial sector is made up of trillions and trillions of dollars. This shouldn't be something that's disturbing people. It really just shows how fragile the house of cards is. If the hedge fund goes out of business, the underwriter has to basically, you know, honor all their debts. But if the underwriter can't honor all those debts, then the central, you know, the banks themselves may end up, you know, defaulting on certain things. The problem is they have to sell stocks in order to get the money to pay those back. So as they sell off stocks, the Dow goes down, the Nasdaq goes down, which forces market position, which shows that the market was overinflated with cheap money, which further causes crashes. They're not able to sell it. Basically, if we could have destroyed the entire American economy by making GameStop go high enough, because the American economy is that fragile. That is what this is signaling. That is what this is saying to me and you, that the impact of this could have been so great that they could have lost the entire game.
It's not just the American economy. It's the European, the British, even to a degree, the Japanese. It's the world market. Once again, it's also tied up, also heavily tied up and interconnected, that if one starts to fall, the whole house of cards falls. We saw it in 2008. We saw it in the late 80s. We've seen it time and time again. And yeah, this is... There's a small amount of concern, but at the same time, this what we're saying here is shut it down on the spot.
There's... It really is. It's a very big OIV.
Yes.
But the last thing I'm going to cover before we drop out here, because it has been nearly 2 hours now. Good Lord.
Holy crap.
We try to keep this a little bit shorter, but this is quite a big subject. Obviously, I had that slight technical hitch for about 5 minutes there, but I don't think it was much more than that. It wasn't the worst. I might actually edit some of that out. There's a Minds post that I put in the links channel there that I want to go over with people, because I want to talk people through, one, how this process is working, and two, you know, what we are investing in and how to, you know, very, very basics on what is going on and what people are doing and what they can do to maybe get in on this a little bit. This does not count as financial advice, guys. You can't take me to court if you lose money on this. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. This is just what other people are doing. And if you feel like sticking it to a hedge fund, this is what you can do too. At this point, you are actually relatively likely to lose some amounts of money doing this. And if you want in on the process of making the billionaires squeeze, this is how you do it. We've got the big old stonks here.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Robinhood has really, really, really fucked up. But I think there's platforms like Trading 212, Ebull. I know you use eToro.
I've used eToro. I've done very well with it and have been very happy with it for a long time, until the last couple of days where it just started acting really fucking...
The thing is, these restrictions are illegal and can't last forever. They're already being looked at. Like we said, there's already a class action. There's already, you know, Ocasio-Cortez agreeing with fucking Ted Cruz. Which is hilarious.
I know.
Yeah. First of all, find a reputable broker. Don't get one that works on commission. Don't get one that charges you too many fees. Try and find a platform that's underwritten properly. You know, do your due diligence. make sure they're reputable. Don't get taken for a ride here. But the stocks we're targeting are, yeah.
I was going to say there are depending on the country you're in, there are also so certainly the UK, there are a number of government mandated underwriting, so that if the company goes completely tits up underneath you, there is a certain amount you are covered for by the government mandated. So in the UK it's about £50,000. I don't know what America is if they have anything like that, but. Look for those. If they're not saying that they do that, then they're not a good idea to be trading with, because they're not obeying the law technically. But anyway, I digress. Carry on, please.
Oh yeah, I'll put this post in the chat too if you guys want to read along and shill, subscribe on Minds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a good way to spread. You can spread them out if you want, because some of these have been going up, some of these have been going down, but generally trended up over the past few days. There's a couple more which are okay bets, which I'm not as sure on, so I didn't put them in this list. But if you guys want to look up, especially the stocks that were halted on the NASDAQ the other day, if you want to do your own research, feel free. These are also, there's a big overlap. Let me explain the process here before I go into the stocks. What people have done is really, really simple. It's almost brain dead how simple it is. They have looked at the list of stocks that are most heavily leveraged, and they've made a decision on which of those they think are most underpriced. Because of the shorting. And what they're doing is they're putting a squeeze on the hedge funds by driving up every single stock that is heavily shorted, because they've figured out that all of these positions are way, 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 way overwrought. They have too much skin in the game. And if you buy enough of the stock of these companies, you can squeeze the hedge funds and you can make them pay. And that is the whole process here. It's look up publicly traded companies, mostly on the NASDAQ, figure out which ones are most heavily shorted and invest in those companies. GameStop has gone so heavily stratospheric because it was the most shorted stock in the country. That is the pure reason for it. That's it. That's the whole thing behind this. That's the whole mystery. But yeah, we've got Tiger stocks here. We've got Nokia, AMC Entertainment Holdings, Macy's, GEO Group, BlackBerry, Bed Bath & Beyond, which is a little bit inflated right now. Cost Corporation, Ericsson, and my outside pick, if you have access to basically third-party stuff, which is a bit more difficult, but if you want to get like a penny stock, Sears Holding is actually looking pretty good right now. But these, you know, those are the main targets. And what you can do is they are limiting access right now. The prices are fluctuating heavily because they are leaning on the scales. But if you want to, over the coming weeks, buy, you know, I hate to be a boomer, buy the dips. Buy low, sell high. But what you can do is by increasing velocity, by increasing share price, and by buying low and holding, you too can squeeze a hedge fund. You too can squeeze some money out of a billionaire. If you collectively all buy enough and you hold firm and you keep these prices rising, they will have to buy your stock legally. Or they will have to be underwritten by the bank. And eventually, you can't lose here. Someone has to buy the stock, and it might even have to be the Fed at some point. Because no one else might be left to buy these stocks. If everyone goes out of fucking business, the Fed has to buy it. If it's toxic debt that no one will buy, the Fed has to eat that shit. And it's supposed to not do that by regulating the market, but it seems to be, again... this isn't illegal at all. This is extremely public. All you're doing is exploiting publicly available information and public market trends.
But, yeah,
This isn't us giving you inside information. This is just us saying this is how the process works.
Yeah.
And it's to say the fact that buying up an overshorted stock is illegal is beyond retarded. It is so stupid to say that people can't. This, you can just list them. This, all people have done is invested in stocks that are the most heavily shorted, because they think the hedge funds have got greedy and driven the price down too much. That's all this is.
And
this is the grand conspiracy. This is the grand collusion. We're looking at exceptionally basic financial information and telling people if they all hold the stocks, they will make money. That's all it is.
This is significantly less than what Bloomberg TV does all day, every day, whilst they're giving out their share advice.
Yeah.
If what has happened here is illegal, Bloomberg straight in jail. Not going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this can't be illegal either. It's the same damned thing. In fact, it's far less, because Bloomberg is again there.
I'm not saying you will make money on this. That's not what I'm saying.
No.
are more likely to break even on this, honestly, at this point, because they are leading. They are cheating. This is not a fair playing field for you. But what you can do is you can contribute to the act of fucking over all these people who've made your lives miserable. This is a tangible act you can do to bring pain to Wall Street, because you are reversing the trends that, you know, they have a planned market and they think the market's supposed to go a certain way. You're just reversing that. You're just literally upending their expectations. And by doing that, you are collapsing the financial service. And by the way, yeah, do not, by the way, just click, it's on the sidebar there. Just, do not invest more than you can afford to lose.
Yeah.
Make sure you're investing in the US version of these stocks, but a couple of people have accidentally invested in the EU version, which, by the way, EU Nokia has actually gone up quite considerably. A couple of people have made out pretty well doing that.
Yes, they have.
but like I said, as always, only trade. This is basically the equivalent of gambling. It really is. This is the Royal Casino. You are not guaranteed to make anything off this. I'm not saying these are sure deals, but like I said, if you can afford to do this, if you have the spare capital, I would advise doing it, because you get a chance. How often do you get a chance to hurt a billionaire, especially an evil billionaire? This is like kitten punching Bond villain territory. We've been over all of this. Mm-hmm. What they did to Puerto Rico during a national disaster, what they did to Argentina after, you know, troubling decades old debt they've been buying up and squeezing a country in trouble, what they have done to small town America. This is your chance. So if you feel like it and you have the spare cash, contribute to the big squeeze, because, you know, this is really one of the only avenues we have left.
Yep, you get to legally punch a billionaire in the pocket. And that should put a smile on anyone's face, just a little.
Put a smile on everyone's face, yes.
Now, I noticed we have had a couple more Super Chats before we wrap
up.
We have.
I was going to read those out before you took off there. Sorry, I've lost my Streamlabs here. Give me a second. It seems to need refreshing. There we go, okay. Right, we have one here from Mr. HK. Ah, you've been a very generous supporter of the channel. I recognize you. Yeah, Mr. HK 9410. He sent $10. Thank you for the $10 there.
Thank you very much.
HK, can we reclassify hedge fund managers as tyrants in order to aid Hyboreal hype? What do you mean reclassify? I think they are already classified.
Sick Semper Tyrannus, bitches. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yes.
I think financially bleeding them, does that count?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that counts. We're certainly watering the cyber tree of liberty.
We need to get that shop up, because some of those designs are fantastic.
We have aptly named Glowy here. He must be in the Proud Boys. By the way, guys, if you didn't hear about that. The head of the Proud Boys turned out to be a massive FBI informant since 2012.
Who would have guessed?
Yeah, he's donated. Yeah, who'd have thunk it? Donated $3 here, saying, so what you're telling me is we don't need to storm Washington, just buy GameStop stonks and stick it to the establishment? Well, yeah, essentially. Well, like I said, they've tried to cut it off at the knees here, but you can at least cause some hilarious chaos.
Yeah, save yourself some gas money. Stick the gas money in BlackBerry or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not advising people to buy GameStop. I'm advising people who have it to hold it, and people with deep pockets to aid in this if they can. That ship has sailed. That is purely about hurting the billionaires. You will lose money on GameStop, but there's a chance you'll make money on stocks like Nokia. They're quite well placed right now. So if you have the money to burn, if you have the money to punt, feel free to punt, because you could make out. You know, a lot of people are kicking themselves for not investing in GameStop. It's unlikely, but these stonks could go nuclear if you guys absolutely crush it. So so feel free to kick a billionaire today.
Yeah, they won't think twice about kicking you and your entire town. If they can see a profit in it. So, you know, it's fair play to do the same.
Ah, oh, dear, yes. Well, anyway, guys, I think we've come to the end of our stream here. You got anything else you want to add here?
I'm not sure if minds once again. Let's show minds once again. Because I'm
really enjoying it a few times, but here's Trick.
I haven't.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too.
I'm going to be making a concerted effort to almost not look at Twitter, because I can open up Twitter and sit there for half an hour and come away from it just downright angry. I can't believe someone called me a communist on Twitter the other day. But minds, I tend not to. There's lots of stuff to stuff, you know, that isn't just angry communists telling you you're horrible for being born white or something. It seems to be a much nicer place to hang out. So yeah, I'm going to spend more time here. And I think it's worth it. It's a good alternative to the current cancer that is a lot of social media.
Yeah, it very much is. It's a great platform. And with that, guys, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for bearing with us during our slight technical difficulties. Mm. I'll try and edit that out of the VOD if I can. I'm not sure if I'll be able to, because it only lets you usually trim the far ends of things. And it really spazzes out. You're technically supposed to be able to trim bits out of it, but it doesn't tend to let you. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for everyone who donated. You've been very generous. And yeah, go get them stonks, boys. Go get them stonks.
Yep, absolutely. Right. In that case, yeah, thanks very much for tuning in, I guess.
Bye.
Bye.